Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, designing custom decks for outdoor relaxation and entertaining. Details at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, July 2nd. I'm Jonathan Aul. Missouri healthcare leaders are raising alarms about curbs on a critical tax that helps fund the state's Medicaid program.
Rural hospitals will be disproportionately impacted by any changes to the Medicaid program.
Coming up on The Gateway, Jason Rosenbaum breaks down why restrictions on medical provider taxes could be a major blow to rural healthcare. St. Louis has launched four new programs to help those impacted by the May 16th tornado. St. Louis Public Radio's Olivia Mizell reports.
Mayor Kara Spencer announced that the city is working with a variety of organizations to help with ongoing needs in impacted areas. The programs primarily focus on home repairs. One is the Electricity Reconnection Program, which will reconnect residents who still don't have electricity back to the power grid. St. Louis has partnered with a variety of electrical contractors to assist with this effort, including Guarantee Electric. Here's their CEO, Rich Ledbetter.
Our neighbors are in jeopardy. Their power grid has returned, but connecting to their houses requires safe installation for those service entrances.
Program applications and more information can be found at stlrecovers.com. I'm Olivia Mizell, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Missouri appeals court has upheld a request to seal the criminal records of two St. Louis lawyers who pointed guns at protesters in 2020. Ruling handed down yesterday by a three-judge panel of the Eastern District Court of Appeals means Mark McCloskey may be able to regain possession of the firearms he surrendered as part of the plea deal. McCloskey and his wife pleaded guilty in 2021 to misdemeanors. They got a pardon from Governor Mike Parson almost immediately, but courts ruled that McCloskey was not entitled to get the guns back. A judge granted the couple's expungement petitions in 2024. Prosecutors appealed, arguing the two remained a threat to public safety. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is explaining why Christian Mitchell will join him on next year's ballot as lieutenant governor. Alex Stegman reports.
Mitchell was a state representative for three terms. He left that job to be one of Pritzker's deputy governors starting in 2019. Here's Pritzker.
He is somebody that I have grown to trust. I've seen him usher enormous legislation through the legislature, working with legislators. So he's a guy who knows how to get big things done.
Pritzker's referring to the Climate and Equitable Jobs Act, or CEJA, that aims to transition Illinois away from fossil fuels, plus a $45 billion capital construction program. He says he's known for about a week that Mitchell was the choice after considering people from both inside and outside state government. Pritzker's current Lieutenant Governor, Juliana Stratton, is running for U.S. Senate, so she cannot join him on next year's ticket. I'm Alex Degman.
Pritzker has also signed a measure that he says will rein in so-called pharmacy middlemen. Pharmacy benefit managers are the third parties that manage prescriptions for insurance companies. They have been accused of colluding to send patients to pharmacies that they own and reimbursing smaller pharmacies less money for the same drugs. This bipartisan measure makes those tactics and more illegal. Republican State Senator Dale Fowler of Harrisburg says this is crucial for rural areas like his.
We are drawing a bold line in the sand and saying no more. No more will unchecked pharmacy benefit managers operate in the shadows, draining the life from our local pharmacies and driving up the cost of care for patients.
This was a top legislative priority for Pritzker. The law takes effect in January. Mermaids are making waves for the first time this week at the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley has more.
Two professional mermaids from Dallas are swimming at the aquarium, and the kids are excited. It's the first time the aquarium has hosted mermaids as part of its Summer of the Shark campaign to attract new audiences. 11-year-old Hattie Cowan says she visits the aquarium often and that mermaids have a special place in her heart.
I like how they are in most stories that I really enjoy, and also movies such as The Little Mermaid, where Ariel's a mermaid.
Mermaids Lanissa Ann LaCourse and Scarlet Wolf can be seen in the Grand Lobby Clock Habitat and Shark Canyon exhibits through Sunday. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
The U.S. Senate finished its work Tuesday morning on a wide-ranging budgetary package, and it includes controversial curbs on medical provider taxes. That's a key funding mechanism that states like Missouri use to help pay for their Medicaid programs. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explains why even some Republicans are alarmed over GOP efforts to curb the tax.
When more than 60 Missouri state lawmakers signed letters calling for the passage of a budget package that cuts taxes, restricts immigration, and raises the federal debt ceiling, GOP House Speaker John Patterson's name was conspicuously absent. The Lee Summit Republican says his omission revolved around practicality, adding that if he signed all the symbolic letters that came his way, he'd do nothing except sign letters. But Patterson is worried about what federal lawmakers do to medical provider taxes, a vital source of revenue that Missouri uses to pay for its share of Medicaid.
That would be devastating to our budget, and I'm not sure how we would even deal with that because the cuts would be so severe.
Medicaid is a partnership between the federal government and the states that help pay for low-income, elderly, and disabled individuals' health care services. For decades, Missouri has taxed places like hospitals to help pay for its share of the program. Missouri's provider tax is currently at 4.2%, but the Senate version of what's known as the Big Beautiful Bill would cap medical provider taxes at 3.5% by 2032. The Missouri Hospital Association said that change could cost Missouri hundreds of millions of dollars when it goes fully into effect. Republican critics of these taxes, like South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, contend they bilk the federal government out of money.
This is a money laundering scheme. It needs to come to an end as we know it.
But Craig Thompson strongly disagrees with lawmakers like Graham. He's the head of Golden Valley Memorial Healthcare, which serves 80,000 people in rural Missouri.
Rural hospitals will be disproportionately impacted by any changes to the Medicaid program.
Thompson says a likely outcome of a cap on medical provider taxes is that the state would pay healthcare systems like his less money.
If you continue to erode even what we're getting paid today, it makes it harder and harder for us to provide those services and stay viable for the long term.
In some respects, the medical provider tax issue stoked some divisions between Missouri's two Republican senators. When he was a Missouri state lawmaker, U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt recalled how his colleagues took a rather nonchalant attitude toward medical provider taxes.
I remember in Jeff City, a lot of people call it free money. I mean, that's not, you know, that's probably not a good way to look at it. So maybe there are some reforms that can be had there.
U.S. Senator Josh Hawley initially denounced the Senate plan, contending it would hurt rural hospitals in his state and around the country.
Heck, I grew up in a town of 4,000 people where we had one of those rural hospitals, and I don't want to see any of them close.
But Hawley ended up backing the reconciliation package. He told other news outlets that he decided to support the measure after, among other things, senators included a fund to help rural hospitals. Whether the medical provider tax restrictions ever happen is an open question, especially since they don't start going into effect until 2028. Hawley said in a statement after voting yes, he'll do, quote, everything in his power to reverse future cuts to Medicaid. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Tracy Tong edited that report. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. We are a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.